This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a good friend of mine. This is his kind of weather. He told me that he's happiest when it's 45 degrees outside and he has his beard game on fleek and he's also wearing a flannel with some Timberland boots. It is the editor and chief of Arrowhead Pride. He is the plaid prince. He is the flannel prince. Pete Sweeney joins us on the show. Pete, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, careful. Those Timberland boots can get a little slippery depending on the black ice. So celebrate fall, but I do so carefully.
Absolutely. I definitely want people to celebrate fall carefully. Let's start here. I think the big story from the Broncos game is actually Le'Veon Bell. He had juice. He had explosiveness. He was better than he looked at any time with the New York Jets. They didn't get the Le'Veon Bell of old, the Pittsburgh Steelers one, but they certainly have someone who I think you can say is pretty clearly better than Damian Williams.
Yes, and I think that was the number one thing the Chiefs fans were watching heading into that game, was how were they going to handle Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Le'Veon Bell. Some people were saying he was going to be short yardage. Some people thought 10 plays, so on and so forth. We were really gypped out of it because of the touchdowns by Byron Pringle and Daniel Sorensen, so plays were down. But in the limited time that we did see, Le'Veon Bell did look to have some juice. I don't know how you necessarily feel about Pro Football Focus, but he graded out a little bit better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Of course, Edwards-Helaire had the drop, which is not going to help him in the grade, but they both look good, and I think you have two fresh running backs. And I think this was a small glimpse into what we're going to see from these two guys. I think it really truly is going to be worked into what will be a 50-50 split by the end of this, and sometimes in that scenario, as you've seen with other teams, they'll ride the hot hand. If one running back gets a series and it ends very shortly, maybe they stay on the field. But I think it'll be close to 50-50. And if one running back is playing particularly well, maybe you end up seeing it be 60-40. But I don't think we should be overly surprised if somewhere down the line here, Bell gets more time than Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I was just going to ask you, and it leads me to the next question. What do you think the role for Le'Veon Bell is going to be in this upcoming game? Because just knowing Andy, I think he's going to do everything in his power to try to get Le'Veon Bell a touchdown.
I've covered this team for too long, and I know how this was going to go. We heard a little bit of it today at the press conferences where everyone is going to downplay this thing. We actually saw it with Andy Reid when he was playing Philadelphia the first time. Then you get after the game. Pretty clearly, that game mattered a little bit more, and professional athletes are going to say what they're going to say, but they're going to be dialing up Le'Veon Bell. They're going to want to get him his touches. They understand what this game is going to mean to him, and it's kind of embarrassing for Adam Gase, especially if Bell performs as good as he did last game and continues to do so both in this game and the future. Is, man, another player, a really good player who you couldn't get anything out of. And yes, I agree. I think Andy Reid gets the ball in the hands of Le'Veon Bell early and often.
Keeping it with the running game, I've been really encouraged by how hard Clyde Edwards-Helaire has run the last 2 weeks. I thought he ran really hard in the game against Buffalo and then on his touchdown run in the first half of this game. He's running with a different juice as well.
Yeah, you know who has a different juice? We talked about Bell's juice. Now we talked about Edwards-Helaire's juice, but the offensive line. For a couple weeks there, you got to understand, for Clyde, there was not a lot of room to work with. Now you're seeing, if he has a yard or two in front of him, he can be shifty. He can show that elusiveness that we haven't seen since Kareem Hunt. I think he broke off like six tackles en route to scoring that 11-yard touchdown the other night. So give him a little bit of space with this new-look offensive line. And I think you're seeing why the Chiefs drafted him. we still have not seen an aspect of this run game, or I should say this running back room, that we've expected from Edwards-Helaire and really Bell as we go along here. It's them in the passing game. We got a glimpse of them being split out wide. I think that's only the beginning. We'll see some more, I think, of them in the passing game in the second half of the year.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Pete Sweeney. He is the Plaid Prince. He is the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride. I only have one question about the Jets. Do you look at this as being a game where style points matter? Like, on Monday, do we need to be talking about the Chiefs winning 41-17, or is it just simply get a win, don't get hurt?
I just think it's how it goes. It's hard to definitively say you need to win by 40 points. But the win should be convincing. The Chiefs should not be in a similar game to what the Buffalo Bills being in a game with the Jets and almost losing. That's embarrassing. You are way better of a football team. But the score just depends on how the game goes sometimes. For example, it could be like 31 to, let's say, 10. And then in the fourth quarter at the beginning, it's another Henny given Sunday. You see a little Chad in the game, and the Jets get back in, and then you finish 31-17. I don't think you're getting worried about that, but you should have a convincing win, scoreboard or otherwise, against the New York Jets.
So this week we see Denver play the Los Angeles Chargers. Let's talk about both of those quarterbacks. Let's start with Herbert. I think Herbert has a chance to be a star. Like, I have been really encouraged by what I saw so far this season, where I wasn't incredibly high on Herbert coming out of college. I thought he had a chance to be a good quarterback, but I thought his accuracy issues were ultimately going to create a ceiling for him. I was wrong. He's much better, much more quickly than I thought he was going to be. Herbert's got a chance to be a star.
To sort of bring this full circle, it's similar to, in a sense, what we said about Adam Gase when it comes to guys like Ryan Tannehill and now Le'Veon Bell, as we're about to continue seeing. It's like, what was Oregon doing? Because so many scouts missed out on what was a really, I think, easily tellable franchise quarterback so far in the NFL because of just the way that he was used. And really, there are moments where Herbert sort of reminds you of, I think, what Mahomes can do. And that's incredible to say because you just didn't think it could be replicated, especially this early on. It was nice to see Herbert get his first win in the National Football League. He probably should have more. And I think this is a formidable matchup now for the Chargers. Now, they have to stay healthy. That's always been the Chargers' bugaboo. But I've been really interested to see how the AFC West quarterbacks have gone, because before the season, I said, you know what, I think Drew Locke is the closest, albeit there is a gap there, to Patrick Mahomes. And now I think the order, based upon Derek Carr knocking off the Chiefs a few weeks ago, for me is Mahomes and then Herbert and then Carr. And then Locke right now, your Mizzou guy, is bringing up the rear. Now, will that stay the case in games future? I don't know, but Herbert right now, for sure to me, I agree with you, is the closest to even being in the realm of Patrick Mahomes.
Right now, if you had to pick between Herbert and Burrow, which one would you pick?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm pretty high on Herbert, too. I think, actually, the Bengals are going to be able to maybe make this interesting in one of those AFC wildcard spots. But I give the early edge to Herbert. He's just more exciting, and he does more, I think, for that team. Burrow, you kind of expected to see some of the progress we're seeing. Herbert was just so unexpected, and he's so good, and he's making all different kinds of throws, like we see with Mahomes on the run, in the pocket. If he's getting drilled, he still manages to throw at 70 yards. So I would give the slight edge to Herbert. Nothing against Burrow, because I like him too.
Right now, we're talking to Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride, talking to him for a couple of more minutes. Let's talk about the Ravens and the Steelers. Who do you like in that matchup?
I like the Steelers right now. I just think that they're hitting on all cylinders. They're winning in a lot of different ways. I like their defense, their front seven, who's just wreaking havoc on anyone they play. I am also a huge fan of fantasy football, and the Steelers right now are that number one defense where they say it doesn't matter who they're playing, just put them in because there's a good chance that they're going to have points. And I don't think Lamar Jackson has been necessarily the same kind of explosive player that we've seen in the past. It's probably been an adjustment by defenses. Now it'll be Lamar Jackson's turn to sort of adjust that. But I think until the Steelers are able to be knocked off, and it might be against the Baltimore Ravens, I'm going to pick the Steelers, especially given the fact that Ben Roethlisberger's playing well, and he really hasn't even gotten Juju Smith-Schuster in the mix quite yet. He's using some of these younger weapons, and Connor remains reliable. So give me the Steelers right now, but I do not think the Steelers are going to go undefeated, so perhaps this is the game.
Yeah, they're certainly not going undefeated. I feel right now Pittsburgh probably has the belt as the most complete team in the NFL. Kansas City, you can have them number one on your power ranking. I certainly understand it based on their roster, based on what they accomplished last year. But based on what we've seen so far, offense, defense, and special teams, you probably have to say Pittsburgh has been the most complete team so far this season.
Yeah, and what's funny about that is with the Chiefs is – of the three phases of the game, you know, you're coming off a game where the defense and the special teams had touchdowns. Now, that was certainly the best special teams game the Chiefs have had. There are other special teams problems right now with the Chiefs. But you're coming off that game where the last few weeks, it's been the offense that has kind of been in a lull. So it's interesting because normally we'd be like, when is the defense and special teams going to come along for the Kansas City Chiefs? But we're ready to see that explosive offense of the Chiefs again. And then once you do, which is expected, don't forget, we've seen Reed lulls in the past. Once the Chiefs offense gets back to that explosive unit that we're used to, I think they'll be right there with the Steelers. I'm actually glad right now the Chiefs haven't run into the Steelers. I think the Jets and the Panthers will serve as get right games for the offense.
That is our guy, Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride. He is one of my good friends in this, and he is also one of the manliest men that I know. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, don't be afraid to show some lettuce in the flannel.
Absolutely. That is Pete Sweeney joining us today on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.